From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer. Mixed signals are emerging from the Bonn talks on the future of Afghanistan. The Northern Alliance delegation has rejected a United Nations proposal for a multinational security force for Afghanistan. And after glowing assessments yesterday on the chances for progress, today UN officials were playing down expectations. From Bonn, NPR's Sylvia Poggioli reports.
Delegations of the Northern Alliance and three groups of Afghan exiles continued meeting among themselves today. Yesterday, UN spokesman Ahmed Fauzi had glowing words for the mood and atmospherics at the opening session. Today, he was much more somber.
These talks are not going to be easy. As someone said today, one grain of sand can stop the machine.
Briefing reporters, the UN Deputy Special Envoy for Afghanistan, Francesc Vendrell, cautioned that even though the atmosphere was very good today, it doesn't mean it will remain so. He also said he didn't want to spell out what a successful agreement would consist of.
And I do want to warn you that an entire full agreement on every issue may not be achievable in this particular meeting. People are sitting here and discussing the future of Afghanistan for the first time in 28 years. And therefore, you can't expect everything to be resolved in 4 or 5 days.
The first item on the conference agenda is creation of a provisional council, a kind of cabinet, and a bigger interim assembly, a kind of parliament, that would immediately begin running daily affairs in Afghanistan. These interim structures would then pave the way in about 3 months to a Loya Jirga, a traditional tribal assembly that would appoint a transitional government. The second item on the agenda here in Bonn is acceptance of a UN-approved multinational security force. The key player at the Afghanistan talks is the Northern Alliance, which, thanks to American air power, is now in control of most of the country. The other three groups are suspicious about the alliance, whose track record when it gained power a decade ago was chaos, violence, rape, and banditry. In his opening statement yesterday, the delegation chief Yunis Kanuni stressed that the de facto rulers in Kabul do not want to monopolize power. Today at a press conference, Kanuni stressed that the Northern Alliance is in favor of a broad-based transitional government, including the full participation of women whose rights have been trampled by the Taliban regime. But on the issue of security forces, Kanuni, speaking through an interpreter, reiterated the Northern Alliance stand.
We prefer that security is looked after by the Afghan forces themselves, a force composed of different ethnic groups and different parties. And still, we insist on that.
Yesterday, U.S. Special Envoy for Afghanistan, James Dobbins, said that all four factions had agreed that the former king of Afghanistan, Mohammad Zahir Shah, has an as yet undefined symbolic role to play in a transitional administration. Today, Kanuni seemed less enthusiastic about the king.
We don't believe in the role of persons or personalities. We believe in systems.
UN officials say that up to now, the delegates have been meeting informally. They say that the hard work on the details of who gets what in the interim structures still lies ahead. Sylvia Poggioli, NPR News, Bonn.